Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is going to be interesting. You've got a very closely divided Senate. You've also got a very closely divided House. House changed partisan control. The Republicans will take over the House in January. So there's going to be a lot of changes on the horizon. They also have new leadership, both committees as well as overall leadership in the House and Senate in some spots. And so there are a lot of things that we know are going to be different. A lot of things we just have to kind of figure out as we move through. You know, in addition to just kind of the overall leadership structure, you also have a tremendous amount of new members, both new members that were recently elected, but also going into a farm bill year, you got to think back to who was around the last time we passed a farm bill. Next year, there's going to be over 200 members of the House of Representatives that were not here when we passed the 2018 farm bill. That's out of 435. A quarter of the Senate was not here when we passed the last farm bill. So these members haven't taken votes. They haven't been through the debate. They don't know the background on it. Some of them who have been elected in previous elections since 2018, the industry has been getting to know and educate on industry priorities and priorities for agriculture in general. But then there's a number of new members that were just recently elected, so that they're going to have to get up to speed very quickly. It's going to be a very eventful year. The goal of the National Cotton Council, the goal of the committee leaders is to get a farm bill passed this year, get it reauthorized, and get a farm bill that really reflects the needs that producers face today.